wanted to overthrow the government. That was at least the estimation of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Mark Milley. I mean, I don't understand how you could see those excerpts last night and then hop in a car and head up to Bedminster today. It just doesn't make any sense. And it's another example of the Republican Party, leaders of the Republican Party thinking, Wolf, that they can control Donald Trump, that they can manage Donald Trump. We've been talking about this for 4 or 5 years. They can't.
Well, you think he's getting marching orders, McCarthy, from Trump?
It sure sounds like it. It sounds like Donald Trump is now the organ grinder of the Republican Party. And, you know, earlier this year, he was almost like a dictator in exile. He's now a dictator making a comeback.
And unfortunately, that's the same Jim Acosta that was just a thorn in the side of the former president, Trump, and some of the nastiest questioning that you would ever want to see. Stay with us. Lots more to come as we continue. Coming up, we'll get a chance to visit with Sam Peters, the owner of Peters Family Insurance and a GOP candidate for Congress in CD4. He is the former chairman of the Law Enforcement Loyalty PAC. We're sprinting to the finish line. And later you'll hear from Paris Denard, Republican National Committee, national spokesman. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas, locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Senate Republicans are vowing to block President Biden's pick to run the Bureau of Land Management after it was learned she once took part in an eco-terrorist attack. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
In 1989, Tracy Stone Manning penned a letter threatening a logging company. She wrote that a certain tract of forest land about to be harvested had been, in her words, heavily spiked. That refers to inserting metal spikes or rods into trees, something that can cause serious injury to loggers. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is demanding President Biden withdraw Stone Manning's nomination to head up the BLM. In a letter, the administration says Stone Manning has what it calls a proven track record of finding solutions and common ground. Bob Agnew reporting.
Smoke and heat from a massive wildfire in southeastern Oregon are creating giant fire clouds over the blaze, dangerous columns of smoke and ash that can reach up to 6 miles in the sky and are visible from more than 100 miles away. Authorities have put these clouds at the top of the list of extreme fire behavior they're seeing on the Bootleg Fire, the largest wildfire burning in the U.S. By contrast, the death toll has exceeded 125 in Europe's floods as rescue work continues. More from correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Rescuers have rushed to help people trapped in their homes in the town of Erftstadt, southwest of Cologne, Germany. Regional authorities say several people had died after their houses collapsed when the ground beneath them sank suddenly. Aerial photos showed what appeared to be a massive sinkhole. After Germany, Belgium has been the hardest hit by the floods that's caused homes to be ripped away and roads to be turned into wild rivers. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 299 points, the Nasdaq dropped 115, the S&P lower by 32. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
We all know there's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's the biggest investment you'll ever make. It's the place you'll make your own. Angie is on a mission to help you love your home by taking on all the projects that come along with it. Angie takes all the help you could possibly need for your home and puts it right in the palm of your hand. When you download the Angie app, you can find a professional to fix an emergency leak when you need it. Handling your home has never been this straightforward. But now we have Angie, your home for everything home. Download it today.
Armed South Africa.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. L.A. County's top health officer is asking his residents to think again about traveling to Nevada and other states where COVID-19 rates are on the rise. L.A. County Health Officer Dr. Muntu Davis's advice comes as Nevada is dealing with a rapid increase in those COVID-19 numbers. In fact, Southern Nevada has been labeled a sustained hotspot for COVID-19 by federal health officials. Nevada reported 938 new coronavirus cases yesterday in its biggest single-day increase in more than 5 months. Driven by hiring in the leisure and hospitality sector, state employment officials say Nevada picked up 15,400 jobs in June. Despite the gains, though, the state's unemployment rate last month only dipped from May 7.8% to 7.7%. Yesterday, its winners in week two of Nevada's Vax Nevada Days included five Las Vegas students who either won $5,000 or $20,000. The $50,000 grand prize went to a Henderson student, identified only as Hunter. The adult winners included six people from Southern Nevada, but the big winner was Chloe, a Carson City resident and recent graduate of Carson City High School, was awarded $50,000.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Got a crash. It's blocking the middle lanes. Westbound Tropicana at the 15 interchange. Also, there's lane restrictions on the 515. That's causing delays both directions all the way back to US 95 eastbound at Valley View and 515 westbound at Eastern Avenue.
Gather around. I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out! I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward.
That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Peters Family Insurance. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Sam Peters, Peters Family Insurance. Do it today, 702-870-4000. And guess who's joining us right now? My friend Sam Peters, the owner of Peters Family Insurance, GOP candidate for Congress in CD4, trying to unseat Stephen Horsford, and the former chairman of the Law Enforcement Loyalty PAC. Sam Peters joins us. And Sam, I always love it. And people now are starting to come up to me and say, hey, make sure you get another pop quiz question, because we want to learn some about the insurance industry. You got one for me?
I do. Happy Friday to you, Mr. Wall, and thanks for having me on once again. I appreciate it so much. So here's the scenario. Pop quiz on the insurance side of the house here. You're at home. You look out the window, and there's water bubbling out of your front yard. You don't know where it's coming from, and you come to find out it's coming from the main line pipe that feeds water from the city water into your home. Now it's flooded your entire front yard, destroyed your shrubberies and all your landscaping. And the question is that a covered loss?
And the answer is?
And the answer is, it depends, Kevin.
Uh-oh.
It depends. And it depends on the type of policy you have and, more importantly, the company that you're with, because many companies, it's called a service line policy that covers that area of the pipe from the main city line where the city's coverage stops into your home and onto your property on whether or not that's covered. Most traditional homeowners policies will not cover that. However, on many of the newer policies and certainly policies that my folks provide, we offer that as a coverage for a very, very low price. And it is covered, and the coverage is incredibly important because it can cost you upwards of $10,000 to $15,000 to fix that pipe if it does go out on you. So, something to consider.
Wow.
In the neighborhood, if you see, and here's the thing: a lot of these tracts of homes in Nevada were built all at the same time. So, the neighborhood you live in, or you may live in, most of the homes around you were built around the same time. So, if you see a neighbor digging up their front yard with a backhoe, you may want to consider having that coverage on your policy before it happens to you.
If folks want to reach out to you on the insurance side, how do they find you?
At two offices. They can both be reached at the same number, 870-4000, 702-870-4000. And I'll tell you what, I want to send a shout-out to my staff right now. Absolutely incredible bunch of folks that love what they do, love taking care of people, and they work real hard at doing it. So a big shout-out to all of them.
And you and your beautiful family set the tone for your business. And that's one of the things I love about your business. I really honestly do. Let me just ask you, though, because 4th of July is always a big deal for politicians, especially people that are running for office. You were busy over the 4th, were you not?
I was, and it was so much fun celebrating our nation's birth. It was just a great day up on and most of the events occurred as most people know on July 3rd, because July 4th was a Sunday. So for those who say that conservativeness just may not be around in Nevada, I will tell you most of the parades were on the 3rd, avoiding that Sunday. So conservatism and belief in God still exists in Nevada, believe it or not. And on Saturday the 3rd, I was up in Pahrump. We did an event up there, a poker run all around the Pahrump area. Had a good time. I did not have a good hand at the end, but we had a really good time. And then in the evening, I actually drove across the district over to Lincoln County and up in Alamo, Nevada. Had spent some time with some friends up in that area and to just watch some great fireworks show, great little community up there. Just had a really good time. And then, you know, 4th of July, we watched the fireworks at another friend's house here in Nevada in the evening, or in Las Vegas in the evening, and just had a good time.
So you still got home?
We did. We got home. We got home late Saturday night on the 3rd, and then on Sunday we were home much earlier than that.
And through all of this, you have picked up two major endorsements just in the last week or so. Can you talk a little bit about those endorsements? Because, you know, for folks that may not know a lot about you, they will certainly not learn more by your endorsements.
Yeah, sure. So the first one was on Monday this past week. And I'll tell you what, I had breakfast with a pastor friend of mine. He's an author. He wrote the book, 25 Biblical Reasons to Not Vote Democrat. It's an incredible book. If you haven't picked it up, the author's name is Daryl Porter, D.C. Porter, as he's known in the around town. And he's endorsed our campaign completely, and he's given me advice on the side, not only from a campaign standpoint, from obviously, but a pastoral standpoint as well. And I'm super happy to have him on board, kind of guiding us on what we're doing. Spiritually and campaign-wise, politically, and then the second one is an incredibly big deal to this campaign. Former Attorney General and two-time Attorney General and former Governor of the state of Nevada, Governor Bob List, has endorsed us, and I am incredibly proud to have him as part of our endorsements and part of our team. It's a great endorsement to have. He's a long time, obviously, long time Nevadan, and just a kind of a benchmark for the state. So we're proud of that one.
No, that is tremendous. I know that one key to a campaign is fundraising, especially this early in a campaign. And I know you've been working the phones. I call it dialing for dollars. And you apparently have been doing a pretty good job, because I think you've outraised your opponents by something like five times what your primary opponents have done. Hello, Sam.
Are you still there?
Let's see if
can you
hear me? Oh, there he is. There he is. No. I was talking about the fundraising reports, and I saw one that showed that you were like outraising your primary opponents by like five times. Is that right?
That is correct. Actually, five times we raised five times more money than both of my opponents combined since this race started. And again, we've been at it since early this year, and we've had. I'm incredibly humbled by the support that we've received across the district and across the country. And we've raised a great amount of money. We're taking it to Stephen Horsford. And here's something that I will tell folks. I don't like the whole aspect of you know, talking about these campaigns in terms of how much money you raised. It just doesn't feel American to base a campaign or run for political office based on money. But the reality of our system, our current system, is it takes an incredible amount of money to get the word out to some 700,000 voters. And I'll tell you, just to put it in contrast, I have raised a good amount of money up till this point in the campaign. Our Democrat opponent in Mr. Horsford, he's outraised us, and the Democrats keep throwing money at him to try and keep him in his seat. They're building a war chest. So we're fighting back and doing everything we can to be able to compete. And it's gonna go well. So if folks are inclined, they can go to my campaign at sampeters4congress.com and help us keep our foot on the gas, because that's what we've got to do to get this thing back.
I want to ask you about what's going to be happening next Tuesday. The Clark County Republican Party is going to have its elections. This is kind of a snoozer normally, but this particular year, and with the midterm elections just staring us in the face, this is going to be an important election. Who leads the Republican Party in the county of Clark County? Can you talk a little bit about why this election is going to be so important?
Yeah, so it's incredibly important, and you nailed it. You know, the 2022 election is for the state, the governor, all of the, you know, my election, the general election. That's not far away. In fact, the primary elections are less than 11 months away. So getting out now, getting candidates, you know, situated and campaigning in the districts that they're going to run for, incredibly important to get that started now for the Republican parties. You know, across all of the counties to come together and work together with the state GOP and create some cohesion in that. This election is incredibly important. So On Tuesday, you were right. On Tuesday, the Clark County Republican Party is hosting the first in-person meeting of the year. The last meeting was in November, and the election is going to occur. The members of the Clark County Central Committee will elect the new county chairperson, and we'll see how it goes. Whoever that person may be, again, the challenge is going to be getting all of the Republicans moving in the same direction, creating precinct programs, getting walkers out, doing all those things that we got to do to win elections. And there's, you know, we seem to say it every election cycle. This election is the most important one in our generation, because quite frankly, as much as the Democrats have been chipping away at this state and this country, it becomes more and more true each time.
And needless to say, after watching the 81st Nevada legislature and what's going on in Congress, elections have consequences, even
Absolutely.
At the even at the county level, it has a tremendous impact. I want to ask you about some current events. Just an hour or so ago, a federal judge in Texas dropped a decision that is devastating to those who like illegal immigration. It was the DACA decision. And also, this comes on the heels of numbers just released by the federal government. 1 million illegals have crossed over since the beginning of this year. In 6 months, 7 months, we have 1 million illegals coming across our border. This is an issue you're going to tackle when you get to Washington, and I'm just curious what you think about what happened today.
Well, you're right. You set this up, and the last thing you said in the last topic was elections have consequences, and this is an absolute perfect example of elections having consequences. This DACA program that we're talking about, the deferred program for minors that came into the country illegally from being deported, it's a hot button issue for many many people. And to understand what was said by the federal judge today was, you know, he said that the program put in place by President Obama, he said it was unconstitutional. That's what was the decision was today, that the entire program is unconstitutional. Now, the effects of his decision are important. The effects are that no new applications can be approved. So folks that are coming into the country illegally now, and applying for DACA protections to be able to stay in the country and not be deported, those applications can be received, but they can't be approved. The problem is these folks will continue to be in the country illegally and have a DACA application in process that will never be approved. And you can see kind of the dichotomy that's developing here. Well, are they illegal or are they not? Are we going to deport them or not? And here's the reality. President Biden has basically shut off any enforcement of illegal immigration. Like you said, a million people, 188,000 came into the country illegally in June. Just in 1 month, 188,000. And that's the people that we know of.
Mm.
So this, you know, you can extrapolate how many people got through that we didn't know of. And this is a fact of what you said. Elections have absolute consequences. What my thoughts are on the judge, it was an absolute right decision. Understanding how our federal government works, the legislature makes the laws, the executive branch enforces the laws, and this is an example of the DACA program going against the immigration laws that are on the books, but Obama and President Biden, they don't care. They're ruling by executive order, and again, this is a great example of the consequences of elections. So, it's good to see the judiciary doing their part and identifying that this is unconstitutional and it doesn't follow federal law, and the executive branch was out of line.
Sam, in our final minute, what is it your campaign needs right now? I know it's still early in the game. We've got, as you say, 11 months to the primary, but what is it your campaign needs right now?
Yeah, we're going to bring on a gentleman soon that is going to be coordinating volunteers and all of the efforts that the campaign will be taking on in very early September. We're going to have a big kickoff event in September. I'll make sure that you and your listeners get invites to that. But we need to keep our foot on the gas, like I mentioned earlier, with fundraising. SamPetersForCongress.com is the website. Anybody can go out there and donate that's a U.S. citizen. You can certainly donate, and I appreciate all of that. And we need the volunteers. You can go out to the website and click on the button to put some information in so we can contact you when the time is right to get you involved. So we're working hard to make sure that we can take back our state, take back our republic, and put some conservative values back in Nevada. So that's what we need.
There you go. Sam Peters, thank you so much. Be safe out on the campaign trail. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Will do, sir. Thank you much.
There you go. Sam Peters, the owner of Peters Family Insurance and a GOP candidate for Congress in CD4. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. We are sprinting to the finish line on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again, but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I don't know if you've been following all this. It's interesting. A couple of books out, and they were taking excerpts earlier this week that